You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Welcome to the Drop the Needle podcast, your backstage pass to the corporate jungle. I'm your host, Jim Allstott, and here, industry titans step up to the mic, sharing their epic journeys. We're hitting the high notes and the low notes of their careers, creating a symphony of success. This isn't just another interview show. It's where truth bombs are dropped and secrets are revealed. So grab your conductor's baton, because who knows, this just might help you compose the next huge hit of your career. Are you ready? Let's go. Everyone, and welcome back to the Drop the Needle podcast. I am your host, Jim Allstott, and I'm so happy you all decided to join us for part two of our three-part series, Coming Out of the Spiritual Closet. Okay, I'm very happy to bring back our very special guest, Irene DeResti from Long Island, New York, to continue with part two. And don't worry if you didn't listen to part one. It's not too late to download it and enjoy it. All you have to do is go to dtnpodcast.podbean.com, where you'll find a link to like, follow, and subscribe to the Drop the Needle podcast on your favorite podcast platform. Okay, so in episode one, we covered intuition and energy, which was incredibly eye-opening and a show I urge you to download. Episode two, we'll be covering signs and synchronicities. Again, a little background on our guest. Irene has a BA as well as a Bachelor's of Science, and her Bachelor of Arts is in Psychology and Social Work, and her Bachelor of Science is in Nursing. She's a registered nurse, and she worked at Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in the Neurology and Orthopedics Department. She's a Usui Reiki Master, which is a Tibetan Reiki. She's also got an Advanced Integrated Energy Practitioner certification. She's certified in crystals and other divination tools. And she is a transformational life coach and a mindset trainer who works with adults, kids, and teens. She's also the founder and owner of Soul Surgery Life Coaching. Oh, yes. One more thing. Irene is a spiritual medium. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, please join me in welcoming my friend, Irene DeResti. Welcome, Irene.
Jim, thank you so much for that introduction. That's amazing. It sounds like I've done a lot of things over a long period of time, and it's just interesting how life comes full circle.
I got to tell you, you've done a lot. What do you mean? It sounds like a lot. Holy crap.
You say it out loud. I'm like... minute.
No? Oh, and you forgot this. Yeah, Firewalker. Yeah. Something like that. That's your next certification.
Raising four kids definitely as close to firewalking as I'll ever get.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And tightrope walking and sword swallowing, all that stuff. Right. Oh, yeah. 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 Axe catching. Yes. Caught it. With my teeth.
Years, yeah, but it's all good. Yeah. So, well, thank you for having me back on the show. I was very excited to be here. And I love talking about, spirituality and coming out of the spiritual closet was big for me. It was when I was younger, I always felt like I was, intuitive. I could kind of read the room. I felt people's energy, but I didn't know that's what I was doing. And then, when I was in college and went to, you know, nursing school. Everything was my logical mind. Everything was about, you know, the body and, neurology and really just how the brain worked. And then falling into, you know, energy work and integrated energy therapy, everything kind of came full circle. And then soul surgery kind of came about because the best saying that I always like to put into perspective is we have a mind, we mm-hmm. have a body, but what we are souls living a human experience. And we're here to experience life, right? So, right. But our bodies and our brains are always talking to each other and we just don't notice. We know all we think is that our logical brain is steering the ship. And it is, right. You know, it really is. Our thoughts create our reality. But when we start to drop into our bodies and pay attention to what our body's saying, and then move that energy around through Reiki and integrated energy therapy, it really lightens that load, you know, so people that are stressed or have anxiety or, you know, phobias and fears, you can right. really work with energy to loosen that. And we call it imprinting, right? So we have yeah. imprint that we you know, develop through the years, especially as children, and ancestral patterns and beliefs that are put onto us. And then we are just taking on everybody else's stuff. So when we do the integrated energy therapy, we really kind of get down into where these beliefs started and where these imprints, you know, came about. And then we can start to undo them. And then look through a different lens and see things from a different perspective, that not everything that is told to us, we need to believe.
Right.
But, you know, through our grandparents and parents and education and everything, we just take on all this information and we are meaning making machines. So we make everything mean something about us or mean right. something. So, you know, that's where our self-worth comes and our doubts and our fears. And, you know, so working.
All the
working,
shit.
Yeah. All, everything just piles on. And right. so with working with the mind, the body, and, you know, us being a soul, having a human experience, it kind of puts life into a different perspective. And coming out of the spiritual closet, you know, was hard because I was just me, you know, I was me right. doing my thing, raising my kids, working. And when I started getting into holistic health, people were like, where did that come from? You know, and it just kind of, it was fascinating to me. And then everything came full circle. So it really just, you know, they say you don't find your life's purpose finds you. And so I think that's where I am now.
Well, my life's purpose better hurry its ass up and find me because I'm done. I'm done waiting around. Yeah. Damn it. Okay. So in the previous episode, like I said, we talked about energy and intuition, and in today's episode, we're going to be discussing signs and synchronicities. So what I want to do, if you're okay with this, I'd like to start with talking about the importance of kind of clearing away the chatter, the noise, right? That just goes in, that can sometimes just be a roar in the brain. And I know one way of doing that is with the five senses check-in, which can also be considered a meditation. What I'd really like you to do, if you don't mind, is maybe just take a few moments here and bring us through that meditation. Are you cool with that?
Yeah, sure. So just to start off, the notion of meditation. Most people think that I don't have time to meditate. My brain won't ever quiet down. How do I stop my thoughts? I can't sit for 30 seconds. Yeah. So we always our logical brain is talking us out of it all the time. Like, don't worry, you don't have the time. You know, you can't, you know, go to an ashram, or you can't sit out in nature and, you know, take the time to do it because we're busy, right? We have right. things going on. So basically, there are all types of meditations, and meditations can be beautiful, and you can do on YouTube. They have guided meditations that can take you to places, and it's really just a beautiful experience. But if for the beginners, for the people that are coming out of the closet that want to try, right, to meditate and say, I can't, I've tried, I can't, you need to light incense and a candle. Yeah, those are all sacred ceremonies that people do, you know, to just help you relax, really, right, is what it does. If you light a candle and just stare at the flame, you know, it becomes mesmerizing. Or if you light some incense or essential oils, it just kind of relaxes your nervous system a little bit. It just kind of gets you into that relaxed state so that your mind can kind of slow down, you know, because we're on that hamster wheel of life and our thoughts are, you know, constantly going. So I love to do the five senses check-in, and I'm so happy to, you know, to be able to take you into that. But with that being said, the science behind the five senses check-in is that when your five senses are checked in and tuned in, you can't have a thought, right? Your thoughts stop because your senses are checked in. So you're coming out of the sympathetic nervous system. I think we talked about this in episode one,
right,
was we're running on fight or flight. Our sympathetic nervous system is always working. And when your five senses are checked in, it clicks on the parasympathetic nervous system, which is rest and reset.
So which is really vital.
Right. So this is what it's all about. And really, if you, I'm going to do the five senses with you, but really, coming back to the breath is the best meditation you can possibly do. All you have to do, if you're sitting in the car, you're waiting to go into a meeting, you're waiting to, the kids are taking exams, is just to focus on your breath.
I was just going to have you explain that for some people. I was just going to have you explain that for people that may not understand what coming back to the breath means or is. So I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I think that is important that somebody knows, because all those things that we were just talking about, where you think that you have to be on this pillow or on a mountaintop or something like that, when you can actually be in your car and do this. Can you maybe explain that a little bit?
Sure. So also, when you come back to the breath, that's your center. That's where peace lives, right? That peace is our natural state of being. So when you come back to the breath, sometimes it takes 3 to 5 breaths. You're already putting on your nervous, your parasympathetic nervous system. It's coming back to resting and resetting. So when you just focus on your breath, or if something's happening, you just breathe in through your nose, nice full, you know, belly, hold it at the top. Blow it out nice and slow. Pay attention to the air going in through your nose, holding it, and then sometimes letting it out with an audible sigh. Just, you know, just relaxing into the chair that you're sitting in.
I'm going to mute myself during this because nobody needs to hear a wind tunnel.
Right. And the deeper you go, you know, the deeper on the inhale, holding it and really like letting it out, filling up that belly breath and just holding it at the top. And sometimes we call it box breathing. You can imagine a box, you know, breathing up, holding it, going across, going down. There's so many little, you know, tricks of the trade that you can do, but really it's just coming back to the breath. Usually it takes 3 to 5 breaths. Just to breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. And we'll start with that, and then we'll go right into the five senses check.
Cool. Can't wait. Let's go.
So anyone out there, if you're driving, please don't do this. You can listen to the replay and do it again.
Don't close your eyes.
if you're listening at home or you're in a comfortable place, just find a comfortable place. And what I want you to do right now is just take a deep breath in, just in through your nose, hold it, and out through your mouth. But before we start, I just want you to check in with your body, like if you're doing a body scan. And from the top of your head, your forehead, your eyebrows, your ears, your jaw, your neck, your shoulders? Is there any tension? Are you sweating? Are you cold? Is there any discomfort? Just notice. Drop down to your heart, your lungs, your stomach, your arms, your hands, your legs, your knees, your calves, your feet. Just want you to notice. Now I just want you to take a deep breath in. Hold it. Let it out. Another deep breath in for four. Hold it. And out for four. And now with your eyes open, I want you to take a look around the room. I want you to notice the color of the wall, the way the light shades. And start looking at the colors and textures. Maybe the texture of the furniture or the chair you're sitting on, carpet. Noticing any objects. And now, with your eyes closed, I want you to invoke the sense of hearing. And with your left ear, I want you to notice any sounds coming from the room. Is the air conditioner buzzing? Is there music playing? And now with your right ear, notice the sounds that are coming from outside the room. Is there a car going by? Are there people talking? Just notice what you hear. And now I want to invoke the sense of touch. Notice the way your clothes feel on your body. Are they soft, loose, tight? And then invoke the sense of smell. Are there any smells coming from the room? Is there a candle burning? Someone cooking something outside the room? Coffee? And when you're ready, you can open your eyes.
I love that. I really do. And I purposefully this time kept my eyes open to see if it would make any difference to me in being able to kind of relax, you know, and just, I was going to say zone out, but it's really not zoning out. It's just coming in. And it really didn't. I wasn't distracted by anything that I was like, oh, I wonder if I'm going to get distracted by that. I wonder if, you know, before I even started, because I knew ahead of time I wanted to do that because it was just an experiment for myself, but it wasn't. Yeah. It's amazing that the fact that you're talking about the breathing and coming back to the breath, it is so, so amazing that you're able to do that and just kind of drop into that, that calm.
Into your senses. And so, and I just want to ask you, for those who just followed along with us, while we were doing that, was anybody worrying about the future, regretting the past? Was anyone, you know, were their thoughts getting in the way?
I can say no for me, but I would imagine nobody else.
It's because when your five senses are checked in, you're not worrying about the future, regretting the past. You're right here in the present moment. And that's where peace lives. And that's what I love about these exercises. And what I love about meditation is you're in the present moment. When you come back to the breath, that is where your peace lives. That's rest and reset. We're on the go, on the go, on the go constantly, that we never give ourselves a minute. So, all, you know, so like I said, when you're in the car, you're picking up your kids, you're waiting to go into a meeting, you're waiting online and, you know, at the grocery store and it's taking forever, or you're waiting at a food truck in the line, just come back to the breath. Don't get crazy. Don't get yourself in, you know, in having all these thoughts. I'm going to be late. Hurry up. You know, just come back to the breath.
Those are fantastic suggestions, by the way. I mean, seriously, those are fantastic suggestions, because you just hit on some of the things that would normally stress, well, they stress me out sometimes, or get me going, oh, come on, let's go, you know, one of those things versus just like, okay, relax. Yeah. It's not that big a deal.
Right. Tap into your five senses, right? Just look at, you know, look at the stuff around the store. Look at things maybe you haven't noticed. Look at the colors. Notice the temperature of the room. You know, just feel the clothes on your body. Just tap into your senses, because your mind's going to take you all sorts of places that we don't need it to be. And then when we come back to the present moment, come back to the breath, rest and reset, and your nervous system is thanking you.
Yeah.
You know, because as soon as you start on the, you know, the hamster wheel of these thoughts, where, you know, we're running out of the grocery store, we're not nice to the checkout person, we're, you know, jumping in our car, just come back to the present moment, right? And it works for me every time. And I love to do that. But I also want to ask you now is just to do another body scan. Just kind of quickly, just check, you know, did you have tension before you started? Are you a little more relaxed? Is your jaw relaxed? Are you kind of settling into just listening to this podcast?
Well, I can personally say that I had a little stress or tension in the neck and, you know, the back of my neck, and going through that, immediately it went away. I stopped thinking about it. So that was cool. I enjoyed that.
So imagine if you did it as a daily practice.
Oh yeah. Right. And that's one of those things that, you know, I do have a meditation practice that I follow, but I'll also rat myself out and say that I don't do it every day. Mm-hmm. And you know, the funny thing about it is that I know better because when I do take that time for meditation, which is to calm and open myself up to being present and in the present moment, my day is so much better. And as a result, everybody else's day around me is so much better, because all of that starts from within, right? So, I mean, it's just amazing. And I don't know why the hell I don't do it, but I don't every day. But you know what? I do know, because the brain starts to kick in and say, you know what? For that 15 minutes, I could probably be doing something else, like work related or, you know, whatever that quite honestly isn't as important as that for me and everyone around me and everyone that I deal with. It isn't as important. And I think I need to start doing that. I just came to that realization now that
you're being human. So we fall back into our humanness, and that's what we do. You know, we're our ego mind or our logical mind's like, listen, Jim, you don't have time for this. You have so much more to do. You can't just drop in. You can't be sitting there for 20 minutes and being in la la land, right? That people think that that's what meditation is about, but you're really doing yourself, your nervous system and your body a favor. Right. Yeah. Because when your energy changes, everybody's energy changes. So, we spoke about energy last week, you know, at our last episode, is that when you walk into the room and you're open and you're, you know, ready to receive, people will receive that. When you're coming in like a bull in a china shop and you're, you know, your energy's all over the place, people feel
hands
that.
Up.
That's the first thing. That's, people say like your first impression. The first impression that you're making is your energy that's coming into the room.
Right.
So if you need to be calm, cool, and collected, you need to take the, you know, a few breaths before you enter into somewhere, whether it's a Thanksgiving dinner with your family and you need to ground and protect right. yourself from everybody else's energy, or you need to, you know,
those crazy bastards.
Yes. Go into a business meeting, you know, yeah. you don't know, you know, so you want to just make sure you're grounded and you're centered and you're, you know, at peace. And then you can step into whatever, you know, situation you're going into.
So I know that when we were talking about some of the things that you're able to do, you know, from a mediumship type of thing. And we're talking about being, you mentioned being an open channel. So mm-hmm. you also said to me outside of the show that everything starts basically from the meditation to be open to whatever comes to you. So what is, you know, what is it about that that allows for those things to come in, those downloads? So I don't even know what you call them. I get, you know, we're talking about signs and synchronicities and things like that. So being open to whatever comes to you. What is that?
Okay. So being a clear and open channel, it all comes back to that everything is energy, right? Everything is energy. We're energetic beings. And back to, we have a mind, we have a body, but we're souls living a human experience. When someone passes away or transitions, their mind ceases to exist. Their body is no longer there, but their soul is the energetic space that is eternal, right? Okay. So that's how you can connect with source. That's how you connect with your loved ones, because everything is energy. And then when we talk about our clairs, you know, our clair senses, just like our five senses, we have clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, clairgustience. That's, you know, seeing, hearing, feeling, knowing, smelling, all those five senses. That's how you become a clear and open channel. Okay. But what you need to do is you really, with meditation and the practice of meditation, why it's so important in my practice is because you need to shut down that logical mind. All right. So our left-sided brain is the logical mind. That's where all our thinking comes from. And that's our ego. So you kind of, uh-huh. in meditation, you get into the, you know, the beta, theta states. That is more of that meditative state. And when you drop into that, which you can quickly do with just a few breaths, is you drop into those, the theta state, and you connect to source. So we do a visualization. Some people do it, you know, as we, you know, say a little opening prayer that we're open to spirit, we're open to receive the message. And then we drop into that state and ask to be a clear and open channel. So then I go, some people take an elevator or go up a standard right. stairs, right? So yeah, in the meditations, you can say count to, you know, almost count to from 1 to 10. Cause that's like, it's almost like hypnosis. Like you're really getting into that theta state, or, you know, if I'm in a rush, I take the elevator. And so I'm like, I don't have time for the steps today. I'm going to go to the elevator. And then I open up to, you know, the angelic realm. And I ask for their assistance to bring in any loved ones and families that, you know, family members that have hope and healing messages for the person I'm reading.
That's so interesting. I mean, talk about, it's such a polarizing, or it's a lightning rod topic, right?
Yeah.
Because just not to get too far off of this, but there are a fair share of charlatans out there and phonies and people that take advantage of people that are, I guess, no other way to say it, sometimes just desperate for mm-hmm. something, whatever that something is. They're coming across in this desperate mode, and they're willing to pay anything to get there.
Unfortunately, I think in any profession, there is always that risk. And you should just, you know, get a good sense of who the reader is. And, you know, a lot of times it's definitely funny that you just mentioned it. I don't want to get too far off track, but I used to love going to, you know, psychics and mediums. Are we going to have to say or whatever? And some were good and some were amazing. And, but you have to trust, like, you have to have a little bit of trust there. And with me, they're like, I didn't expect you to be the way you are. Some are super quiet and you're like freaking out. They're, you know, you don't know what they're going to say to you. And I'm just myself with the reading, and it comes in your own thoughts. So what blows me away still when I do the readings, it comes in my own thoughts. And I'm like, this means nothing to me. You know, I'm just writing down what I'm hearing, and I'm getting maybe names or dates, and I'm asking questions, and I'll just write it down. And then I jump on Zoom, or if the person's in front of me, then I show them what I got, and they're like, oh my God, it totally resonates. So it comes in your own thoughts, and it takes practice because you doubt it. You know, and when you doubt something, it can't come to you. So you have to lean into the trust and be open that spirit is going to send you, a loved one or an angel or someone that needs to hear the message that they need to hear. And my mentor and what I take pride in is that it's not about the validation of the loved one that's here. It's the hope and healing messages that they have to bring you. You know, and that's what's more important.
Right.
So I'm not going to, you know, ever tell you, you know what I mean? Like, I don't ask for bad things. I don't ask for, you know, it's not like a psychic medium who's telling your future. It's more connecting to the angelic realm and your loved ones.
So, and that's interesting too. You had mentioned trust or have faith. And I think that goes on both sides, right? I mean, obviously you as the person that's getting that information, but is it a city or sitter or whatever, the person is that's getting the reading has to, I guess, trust.
Yeah, they have you to too, right? Because if you're just coming to stump the psychic and say, oh, let me see what she has to say or whatever. If you're closed, then I can't give you anything really. Right. And what I always tell everyone that I read for is this is a three-way conversation between me, you, and spirit. So the more you talk, the more I ask to be a clear, open channel. And then we've had readings, you know, you and I, and I just go, you know, and then at the end, I'm like, oh, you know, I didn't even, not that I realized I knew what I was saying, but sometimes I'm just speaking. And
yeah, but it doesn't make sense to you because it has no relevance to you. So, and for,
you get in your ego because you're like, I'm seeing this and I'm seeing this and this is strange and, you know, whatever, but it means something to the person that you're reading. So that's where the relationship comes into. And it's, I personally love it because just we as humans hold on to our humanness. And when we lose loved ones, we want to know that they're okay. We want to know that we can communicate with them and they are there for us, which leads me into the signs and synchronicities. It's like, still for me, I've been doing this for a while. It's still mind blowing to me when I get a sign or a synchronicity and I'm like, man, life is magical if we let it be. You know, once you start opening and trusting and saying like, this isn't hocus pocus and this is all crazy. Like when you really start trusting that the universe has your back and that you can really just lean into that, like it becomes fun.
Yeah, I could see that.
For me anyway, it's been, really kind of fun.
You've been experiencing that and been exposed to it a lot longer. Well, longer, you know, 2 minutes would be longer than me, you know, but seriously though, I mean, think about it from, I guess you go into it with the mind, the logical mind. Okay. Well, go back to what you had said before with the logical mind, because that's our MO, right? We're going to approach things from a logical perspective. And what you're saying and what some of the things that you have said to me, if if I weren't open to it, let's just put it this way. If I weren't open to it, it would not be logical and it would blow your mind. You'd be like, how the hell do you know that? Mm-hmm. And for anybody, I'll just, if you're okay with this. So in one of the readings that Irene did for me, she described my childhood bedroom with a green and blue plaid bedspread and my little desk and trophies that were in the room, sports trophies. I think she even said bowling trophies or something like that. And it's like, okay, how the hell did she know that? And so I said something to my wife and she's like, you know, teenagers are all going to have, I said, hold on a second. She didn't know my bedroom had, my bed had that blue and green plaid. And well, you know how old, she knows how old you are and she could guess that. And that would be a fashion at that. I was like, oh my God, no. No, no, I'm sorry. And the bowling trophies? No.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, that's not coincidence. There was, and you know what? I guess if you wanted to try to paint it in that light, you could, oh, that's just coincidental. This is coincidental. But it wasn't just that, right? There were more things. It was like, there are too many coincidences to be a coincidence. Yeah, I guess. Right.
When I go into a meditation, I'm not reading into it. You know what I mean? Like I actually push that away because right. I say, give me something that only they will know and understand.
That's right. That's
a
right.
lot of times I'll read for friends and family and I get in my ego because I'm like, I know that their parents had passed. I know their situation. I knew right. their childhood, you know, experiences. So when I do that, I really go in and I say, listen, I don't want to know the stuff that I know in the human world. Give me a shared memory right. that only that person will know and understand. And then when that comes through, I get so excited. So, you know, I don't know. It's just nice to know that it's connected, but it's okay because there's no offense taken because people it's new to, you know, spirituality, like I always say is, you know, religion is believing in a power higher than us, whether it's a God or source or the right. universe, but spirituality is believing in the power within. So it's yes. not, you know, so that
big to, difference.
To know that we are energetic beings and any, you know, you can be your own medium. Like we do, I do automatic writing and I just open, you know, I ask to be a clear and open channel. I put, you know, beautiful music on and I just channel and I'll write. And sometimes I'll ask a question like, get me through this. What do I do about this? And I'll just journal and just let the pen freely, you know, write as many pages. Sometimes it's just a couple paragraphs. Sometimes it's a couple of pages. And then it's like, I got all that negative thoughts and all that loop out of my brain onto the page. And then you can either burn it or you can, you know, crumple right. it up, you know, so, or you can ask for specific messages if you really want to go, you know, deeper into right. it. There's so many ways that the human mind gets in our way, right? Because we're not taught anything different. We're not taught that we're energetic beings in school. You know, we're not taught no. that we can be open and that everything is energy, you know? And that's where coming out of the spiritual closet is my message is, you know, one thing, your mess is your message, right?
Right, and right.
You know, so to be open and trusting. And when these things kind of came about, I was like, well, how am I going to step into the world and, you know, tell everybody that I grew up with now that I'm, you know, a medium. So it's just interesting. But it's
Were you always though? I mean, you hear about people, you know, I admit that one of my favorite author is Jen Weigel, mm-hmm. Jennifer Weigel. And she went on a, I guess it's a crusade or a pilgrimage essentially from a spiritual sense that she wanted to out all of them as mm-hmm. being fake and phonies. That's how okay. she started.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But then it all evolved and she knows one of your friend Pat Longo. Yeah. She's friends with Pat. And so what she was talking about on that spiritual journey was starting out with debunking it. But the interesting thing with a lot of the people that she spoke with, they all had something happen at a certain age where, and sometimes it was really, really young, and they stuffed it down and said, you know, because their parents were freaked out or they were freaked out. Yeah. Nope, don't want to listen, don't want to listen, don't want to do it. And then it comes back. Like, it never went away, but it was like tucked away, you know, until you were ready to do it again. Did that happen to you? Was there, like, when you were young, can you recall something like that going on?
No, you know, I don't remember much about, like, I remember my childhood. I know that I was very intuitive.
Okay.
You know, I was always, I kind of, it's, I think I said it before, like, I always would read the room. I always kind of was there. I was quiet, which is shocking now,
but I was, that for a second.
I was quiet and I would always like, I thought it was observing, but I think it was really just, you know, understanding people's energies and if I got a good vibe or a bad. But just a quick story, because, you know, I can talk forever, is my son, when he was young, two things happened. My grandfather had passed away, and he was in Florida. And my daughter, it's a long story, but my daughter had planted these sunflowers, and she was pissed off that we didn't help her plant. So she just put them in the bush and they started growing. And I'm like, what are these things, you know, stalks growing in my driveway? And then I realized they were sunflowers, and they were like closed. And my grandfather had passed away. My mom calls me. She was in Florida, and I was rushing out the door to get them to somewhere. So they were in car seats. So I had three kids in car seats, and I was putting one in, then the other, and strapping them. And I forgot my bag, and I ran back out. And my son turns around. I'm like, what are you doing in the driveway? I had him in, buckled, you know, in his seat. And he goes, we in Greek, we call grandfather Papu. So he goes, Mom, he says, I just saw Papu. He was walking up the driveway. And I was like, oh, I'm like, okay. And as I and as I turned around, the four sunflowers were in full bloom. Now,
oh my God.
Like, it was like the day before, they were like closed tight, like not even, you didn't see one thing of yellow. And my grandfather always used to sing, "You Are My Sunshine." And he, you know, sunflowers is a big thing in our family. Wow. And I have four kids. All four of those sunflowers were completely open. So when they talk about synchronicities and things, you know, happening, and it was his way of knowing that, you know, he was still with us. But it blew my mind. It blew my mind. And then when my son was younger, a friend of ours lost their son, and it was the year anniversary of the passing. And we were flying in a plane, and my son leans up to me and he goes, Mom, and I don't want to say his name, but he goes, I just saw our friend. He was in the clouds. He waved to me.
Oh my gosh.
And I started crying because I knew it was the year anniversary of his passing. My son didn't. My son was fine. Right. You know, and he was looking out the plane.
No concept of time, right?
And he saw, and he says he saw him in a cloud, and he waved to me, and they were close friends. He was a little boy when he passed. So you know, when children are young, they're open, they're wide open, and you know, they'll say these things or do these things. Or my son was little, and he had a globe. My mom brought him a globe, and he said. She said, where do you live? And she was trying to get him into the United States. And he goes, no, I lived here. And he pointed to Greece. And he says, a long time ago, I lived there.
Wow.
And he described a little bit about it and da, 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 and all this stuff. And my mom was blown away because he was open. But what happens,
Holy shit.
Get older, life happens to us, the veil comes down, we're in our logical ego minds, and life takes off, and they forget. But we used to teach the kids when they were open and they didn't like it, they couldn't control it. We just zip yourself up, and that you're closed to spirit. And when you're open to spirit, and when you want to connect, you can just imagine that undoing that zipper or zipping it up, almost like flipping on a light switch or off. Just you're open, or you don't want to be open.
Close.
Some people say they hear people all the time, And I don't do that. I live my normal life, and as we're talking, I'm not seeing people all around you because we're just having a conversation. But when I'm ready to sit and meditate and connect, it's intentional.
That would be a lot to handle, I would think, that if you couldn't shut off. And I know that Jen Weigel talks about having an open for business and closed for business. And as soon as my head touches the pillow, business hours are done.
Yeah.
You have to respect that. Leave me alone until I'm ready to go. It can start brushing, when you're brushing your teeth, you're going. And it's just amazing to me because I don't think that I have that going on. Maybe I do. Maybe I just push it down, but I don't know. And I know that you said that you don't have to be special to do that. Anybody can do it. But I want to talk, and I'm sorry I'm jumping, but we also have to be mindful of our time too. Yes. With signs and synchronicities, but I want to talk about signs specifically because I know that people have numbers, right? Recurring numbers or songs or recurring situations. What's that about? And I know Jen will say, if it happens to me in threes, then I know, okay, there's something there. Yeah. What's that about? The recurring numbers or numbers?
So the universe is always trying to get our attention, but we're so busy. We never pay attention. So angels, loved ones, the universe, whatever you want to call it, whatever you believe is, they're always trying to get our attention. And most of the times we just don't, we're not seeing it. We don't even know it's available. So what happens is the universe will start showing you repeating numbers and like 1111 or 222 or 333 or a birthday like 1221, or a loved one.
Which is your birthday. I remember that.
My birthday. Yeah. So I see 1221 all the time. And I always say that, I'm wrong for doing it, but now I'm just like, hey, angels, how you doing? And I just kind of go on my way. But what you need to do is when you start seeing those repeating numbers, or you see a cardinal or the butterfly, or like for my brother, he comes to me as a dragonfly. So comes buzzing in and I always make the mistake of saying, hey, I'm glad you're here. But you're supposed to stop and ask, what is my message? So when you see those numbers, when you see the repeating numbers, it's the universe saying you're on the right track or slow down. Or if you see 666, it means watch your thoughts, right? If it's 222, you know what I mean? There's different.
Did you see that in the mirror, like on your neck or something?
What?
666.
No. 666, you're an idiot. But 666 is watch your thoughts, right? Yeah. It's the
you're an idiot. Yeah. All right, Damien.
So those kind of things. So what you're supposed to do if you see a cardinal, if you identify with something as a loved one that's crossed over, some people see dimes or nickels, or ladybugs, whatever you resonate with, stop. Think of that person, right? Think of your grandparent or a sibling or whoever a spouse.
Right.
Think of that person, put your hand on your heart and say, what is my message? And usually the first thought that drops in
is your message.
That's
interesting.
And usually if you're starting to see those repetitive numbers, it's the universe, whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're worried about right now. And now you're seeing, oh my God, I saw 333 like 18 times today. Like I look at the clock and you look on a billboard or you see it everywhere. Stop and think what you're worried about, what's going on in your life. And then, like I said, take a few breaths, put your hand on your heart and say, what is my message? And it will come to you.
That is the thing for me. I think I do similar things to what you were talking about. If you see the cardinal, oh, hi, Hi, Dad. Mm-hmm. Hi, so-and-so, whomever.
Yeah.
Or dimes or something like that. Hey, thanks for stopping by, or a song or something like that. And I don't do the, what is that message? What is the message you have for me? I think that I need to start doing that. That's like that one extra thing.
Make it a practice, especially if you have people that have passed, you know, and that you really want to connect with, if you're feeling that you're missing them and you want, you know, you want a message. It's the best way to do it. And sometimes what I'll do too, if something's really weighing on my mind, I'll just come in, like I said before, and I'll journal it.
That's great. You know? That's
and
a good thing.
I put on music. I light a candle. I ask God and the angels and my, you know, my loved ones, if they have guidance for me, how do I get through this? What are my next steps? You know, and talking about sign synchronicities, and right. I think our next episode is angels,
yes.
Which is amazing. And it's just a little sneak peek into that, is your angels and guides are around you all the time. But if you don't ask for help, they can't intervene.
Uh-huh.
That's why. So you need to ask permission. You know, you need to give them permission. Say, you know, I'm asking for your, you know, what my next steps are. You know, please come around me. Show me a sign.
Well, they're welcome in my world. And that's
my story with my signs. And they come in musical songs, lyrics and songs all the time. When you're listening, something's on your mind and something's going on, and all of a sudden you change the channel, you know, the station, and you listen to the lyrics, they come through, you know,
that's amazing.
And songs. And it's beautiful when you're open and you're like, holy shit. Like, you know, it really... Yeah. It really, it becomes, like I said before, life gets magical because I'm open and I'll be driving and I'll listen and I'll singing my songs. And then all of a sudden I'll get a lyric and I'm like, that's my message, you know, slow down, right? You're taking too fast, you know, just you're doing those. And usually those are your angel messages, you know, and it's never going to be a step-by-step, here you go. This is what you need to, exactly what you need to do, but it's going to be kind and it's going to be patient and it's going to be loving. You know, the messages are always going to be in that form.
So I'm going to tell a little story then. I want two things. I want you to talk about your yellow balloon story, if you're cool with that. But before we do that, there's two things. Well, I'll tell you the one thing, and then I'll come back to the other one after you tell your yellow balloon story. So I had told you this, as you know, that on a trip, I was with a friend, I'll just say that, and they were talking about burnout, and that I don't know if I can keep doing this. I don't know if I can, you know, if I can stay at my employer. I don't know if it's worth it, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, as a friend, you just go, listening. So we walk into this, brewery, and on the, over the speakers comes a song called Vienna by Billy Joel. And the lyrics are, slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. But then if you're so smart, tell me, why are you still so afraid? Slow down. What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in the day. So first of all, probably very few people out there know that song or the lyrics of Vienna, and there's nothing in front of me. I know that song. And the importance of that is that that's not on the radio. You know, nobody plays Vienna from Billy Joel on the radio. And I walked up to the bartender, or, you know, who are the person pouring the beers behind the counter. I said, well, who's a Billy Joel fan? Nobody. What are you talking about? What do you mean Billy Joel fan? I said, that was a deep cut. Nobody plays Vienna. Well, that's the first time I heard that. And I was just like, holy shit.
Yeah.
That was,
That was the answer. If you're not open to it, you miss it, right? You miss the message.
Well, I know they weren't open to it. Yeah. You're like, what do you mean, yeah, Vienna?
Yeah, you caught it, but you know, if you're, you know, not really thinking about it, you're just, you know, being in your humanness, we miss it.
That's kind of crazy.
So what I love, and I tell my kids, and I tell every, you know, everyone, all that my kids' friends all come in my office, and we all talk about stuff, and they've taken all my classes, and they're great. And now they come in, they're like, Mrs. D, you get, you know, you won't believe what I saw, or I got this message, or I did this. And now, like, I love that the younger generations are starting to just be open, and they're excited about, you know, the power within them, you know, and they're seeing things from a different perspective, you know, especially after the classes that I teach, and, you know, they're so open, you know, even my husband's a little more open, you know, and he'll say like, I saw an angel, or, I mean,
that's cool.
He saw a sign, or he has a crystal now, and he's like, I lost my crystal, you know?
So, oh, wow. That's awesome. That's so awesome.
Yeah. But you know, just, you know, for those people that are listening and really want to just get curious about it, is just to trust and know that it comes in your own thoughts. Journal, meditate, take a few minutes a day just to ground and just to, you know, center yourself. Don't believe, you know, your logical mind. Like, our thoughts will never stop. They're just going to come and they're going to go, and we're going to have repetitive thoughts, you know, and they're just going to keep happening and happening. But just to quiet yourself down, come back to the present moment. That's where peace lives. Rest and reset, journaling, meditating, you know, and then just asking your angels for signs.
That's huge.
You know, and just chat and get curious, see what comes in.
So, you know? Now let's talk about your yellow, speaking of signs, let's talk about your yellow balloon sign. Yeah.
Okay. So, sign, if you ask the universe to show you a sign, I want everyone to try this. And then I want everyone to write in the notes to Jim to, if it worked. So, what I want you to do is I want you to think of a symbol. Any kind. It could be a rabbit. It could be a butterfly. But my yellow balloon, I picked a yellow balloon when I was asking the universe if they were paying attention. So I was on a retreat in Sedona. I've done this before, but I happened to be on a retreat in Sedona, and they were saying, okay, let's see if the universe is paying attention. Everyone pick a sign, and within 1 to 3 to 5 days, you'll see this sign. So everyone was picking, you know, rabbits, turtles, butterflies, this, that, or whatever.
Rocks. I said, desert. I'm gonna
go with the yellow balloon. Where in the middle of this, you know, canyon or this vortex or whatever, am I gonna see a yellow balloon? So, long story short, the days are going by, and everyone's like, "Oh, I saw a rabbit. You know, it was like a statue in the bathroom. And oh, I saw the Allstate hands, and I had, you know, this is the image that, you know, are two hands together." Right. And everyone was doing their, you know, finding their signs, and they kept asking me, "Did I see mine?" I said, "No." So it's one of the last days, and you know, the psychic didn't see. they were laughing. They were like, "Oh, okay. Well, she didn't see her sign yet." So anyway, so we had to be at yoga in the morning, right? And I'm not an early bird. I hate getting up early. I'm a smoker or whatever. So my roommate and I, she's like, "We got to get to yoga." I'm like, "I'm going to go outside and smoke. It's still like dark out." I'm like, "I'll get there when I get there." I step outside, I light my cigarette, and it's dark. And I see through the trees this flickering flame. And I'm like, "What in the world is that?" You know, it's just coming up through the trees very slowly. And I'm looking, and I'm, you know, trying to decipher what the heck it is. And then as the sun was starting to, you know, it was getting lighter, this giant yellow hot air balloon came out of the sky. And now if I had not gone out to smoke and just went to yoga, I would have missed it entirely, right? I wouldn't. Yeah. But those are the synchronicities. Those are the things. Like, why did I do that? Why did I wake up late? Why did I go outside? And there it was. And when I tell you, I took a picture of it, it was floating up in the air. And then when it got to like the middle of the sky, it was enormous. you know, and everybody then saw, you know, could see it, you know, as we were, you know,
downward dog.
Yeah.
When you were downward dogging.
Exactly. So, but it was just nice. Now I have tried that, before, you know, a few times, but I don't know, maybe yellow balloons have become my thing, but,
that's cool though.
But I've done that before. And, the universe will show you. Now they'll show you whether it's in a magazine or on a TV commercial or, you know, a billboard, or it will be physically real in front of
right.
you.
Right.
But
right.
The key is you can't go looking for it. So if you ask for the sign, if you ask the universe for the sign, right, and say, show me a yellow balloon, within 1 to 5 days, you will see it. But if you go looking for it, it doesn't count. You know what I mean? You're just going to be flipping through the TV right. and all of a sudden there'll be a,
there it is.
A car, and then like your sign will be right there. And it's just
that's
validation.
Funny.
And then it just gets you excited that, you know what, the universe is listening.
I see. I was going to ask you, where the signs come from, who sends them. And you're saying it's the universe that's sending you these.
Yeah.
These signs?
I mean, it's what you choose to believe, universe, source, God,
okay.
you know, angels,
okay.
loved ones, you know, it's everything. Cause you got to remember, everything is energy,
right?
Everything is energy. So we have to like, let go of the logical thinking of, you know, why, who's sending it, how is it happening,
right.
We just have to be open and trust that the universe is listening.
Fair. Now, that's cool. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your story, too.
Oh, anytime. I have
it's
millions.
An amazing. I'm sure you do. So as we were talking about, and you had mentioned music, it's a natural transition into our musical questions. But before I do that, I want to mention again for the part three of our three-part series, we're going to be talking about angels, spirit, your spiritual team, which could include, will you do cards in the next one? Fantastic. Which is a divination tool that Irene uses, and that
Oracle.
Is, yeah. it's going to be cool. You guys won't want to miss that one for sure. Okay. So as anyone can tell you that's listened to the podcast before, this is the section when I ask questions, musical questions specifically, of our guests. And this is pillar four of our show. And as I mentioned regularly, music is the tie that binds. And I truly believe that everyone has a soundtrack that accompanies their life if they just take a moment to think about it. So are you ready for your musical questions?
I am.
Okay. Well, I know last time we talked about the first song you fell in love with on the radio, and then the family song that you would belt out and your hype playlist. But I'm curious if you have a song that you can say that would best describe you, or even if you wanted to break it down into your company right now, do you have a song that could be your theme song?
My theme song. Okay. Not that it's personal, but it is personal. So I'm going to share it with the listeners because I love you. Is in my own personal space right now, what's in my heart and what's going on is the song that I sing out loud, like, all the time is Say What You Need to Say by
Say What You Need to Say.
Say What You Need to Say. What's it? Well, who sings that song?
I think I know that song.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second. Why do I have a mental blank?
Well, because I probably took you off.
Wait. I know. Gotta find out who sings that song. You know, I'm not singing it because I hate, you know, you're going to make me. Oh, John Mayer.
Oh, yeah.
John Mayer. Say What You Need to Say.
Say is his song.
Yeah. Oh, is it? All right. Well, What yeah. do I know?
Well, no. I just looked it up. I cheated.
Yeah.
And yeah. there's another one that says, say what you need to say, which is from The Art of Dying.
Oh.
No. I don't know.
That's not me. And my song, and also I want to see you be brave. You know, say what you want to say and let the words come out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
Are you going to start doing the Running right. Man?
those songs. And
I love that.
The other one that Pink has a new song that I love is Trust Fall.
She is something else, man.
When you listen to those lyrics about like the universe having your back, listen to that song like on 10 and just really listen to the words of that song. And for me right now, my personal life, it's like, just trust the universe, trust what life, you know, has to offer.
That's cool.
Don't be afraid anymore. Don't be afraid of what's going to happen. My kids are going to college. You know, everyone's we're always like, you know, we're always worrying and moving and doing, and, you know, my coaching business and then, you know, the readings and like doing this pot. We're always like on automatic. And now I'm just really, those three songs are just like, just lean into life, into being open, leaning and trusting that everything is everything that is happening is meant for you, right?
Yeah.
There's no mistakes, right? And we're here on earth to experience life. We're here on earth to learn the lessons, even if they're shitty, you know, even if they're really hard lessons, it brings us closer back to us, our soul. It brings us back to
where the you're love supposed
that
we to be.
Have inside ourselves and to be brave, right? And to trust and faith in that, you know, the universe has my back. And I'm really like kind of stepping into that more often, and it's become more normal for me now. Which is insane. You know what I mean?
I was just thinking about Pink too. I mean, she's a powerful lyricist and songwriter, and she incorporates a lot of her life experiences into her music. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's probably very cathartic for her too, to be able to get some of that out there. Some of it's great and some of it's incredibly painful for her, but I think kind of what you were saying before, where you journal, you write it down, you could write somebody a letter that you just want to get that off your chest, mm-hmm. and then you just burn it, tear it up, whatever it is. And I think that that's her way of just getting it out there, which is above and beyond the fact that it's so personal a lot of times too. It's just amazing that she's willing to take that chance.
And the beauty of music, and like I said, with the messages that come through the lyrics, if you really listen to them, is human experience makes connection, right? So even when Pink writes those lyrics and it's really digging deep down into her, you know, core of her life experiences, how many listeners out there can relate to exactly the emotion and feeling?
Way too many sometimes. Right?
So, but that's the beauty of, you know, music and
the connection, you know, that occurs.
The tie that bonds, right? And and we don't really take, you know, we like certain artists. I love country music, but then I kind of feel sad. I'm like, oh, you know, I get a little, but some of it's upbeat and fun. And, you know, it can change your mood. You know, sometimes when I just am in a little bit of a lower space, I'm not going to listen to sad music. I'm going to listen to like my,
Katrina, you know, and the Waves, playlist, walking on sunshine. Right? Yeah.
And you just start your day, and the energy, cause you would had mentioned that energy is vibration, right?
Yes.
All vibration. So when you're listening to music that's uplifting and like energetic and going, and when you're working 100%. Out, right, you grab your playlist. And that's because that energy from the music it's coming into us, into our cells, and into our, you know, nervous system, which creates our moods. So I love that.
That's excellent. So I'm going to ask you two more musical questions for this episode, and then we'll save a few more for the next one. What are maybe some songs that you believe could alter the future of the world if people really listen to them.
Alter the future of the world?
Yeah, I mean, or just change. I shouldn't say alter the future, but change. Maybe, okay, so I'll give you an example, not to give it away. So Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because you're talking about change occurs when it starts with the person that you're looking at in the mirror. Mm-hmm. You know, other people might just be dancing to that, and then they're not like, well, what is that? Man in the Mirror. Oh, I got to make that change. And then if you make that change and it goes, you know, and then you tell two friends and you tell two friends and so on. Yeah. And so, you know, it's that sort of thing. So that's what I mean.
I think Justin Timberlake wrote a song about that too, right? It was about his grandfather. It's like, you're my mirror.
Oh, really?
It's like, okay. You're my mirror. The mirror staring back at me. Right?
That's cool.
You don't remember that song?
No. I got to say that I'm not a JT guy. I love being on your podcast,
but I hate the fact that I'm actually singing.
I love it. I love it. And I knew you would eventually. I'm not going to do it.
And Justin Timberlake wrote that, but that song was about his grandfather.
That's cool.
But it really, if you listen to the lyrics of that song, is, you know, it's a beautiful song. I don't know
what else
change the world, but it helps you. It definitely helps you, you know, look into inside, look within.
So when I answered some of those questions, you know, obviously this is my perspective on it. Like One Love, Bob Marley. Mm. There's so many songs that are out there. Like I mentioned Man in the Mirror, but I didn't say that one because one of my other guests did, Mandy, had mentioned that on the podcast, but there are other songs that are out there, that do that. But
yeah.
So if we can even go back to that on another time because we're in a crunch right now.
I would say Let It Be.
Oh, that's a good one.
That would be a good one. That's don't make me say that. Let It Be.
All I have to do is be quiet for a
minute. No, I'm not. I'm not singing that. I will butcher, but no. Let It Be is the world, if world could just let things be and let, you know, let the stories that they're creating.
Be an answer.
Yeah, there will be an answer. Just let it be, right? And that's exact. Oh my God, that was channeled.
There will be an answer. Oh, I just got the chills.
Right? Because there will be an answer. Just let it be, right? Just tap in, go inward, just be centered. Listen to the messages, ask for assistance. Let it be.
Holy shit.
Let all, you know.
Music just popped on.
Ah. What song is it?
It's called Strutting on Sunday by Aaron Neville. And I swear to God, I didn't touch anything. I'm putting that down.
All right, let's listen to the lyrics of that and see what it has to say.
I will look at that. I will look those lyrics up. Actually, I put it on. Yeah. And I'll put it on because that was wacky. Okay. I mean, I swear to God, I did nothing. Soundtrack. Okay, so here's the last song.
By the way, I know. By the way, I just want to tell the listeners that Jim attaches the playlist to each podcast. And today I was cooking and I put on the playlist on Spotify and I had a ball with all the songs that were coming up and everything that we talked about in the last episode. And I listened to it like most of the afternoon and it just brought me back to all those great memories of high school and, you know, younger days. And my kids were like, what the heck are you doing? But it was just music really just, you know, can change the energy and, you know, really uplift your day. So just start, you know.
It can transport you. That's for sure.
Yeah. Transported me right back to the day.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I love that. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. So here's the last song the last question. There are songs, you know, that ring so true that they just stop you in your tracks. And the lyrics sound like they were written specifically for you or by you. What song is that for you and why?
Oh, boy. I got to give that some thought. I'm not sure, Jim.
Did I stump you? I can't stump you.
There's a lot of songs that I feel like you may stump me.
Awkward silence.
I think I'm going to have to. I know. Okay, I think fine. I'm going to have to think about that and share that with you on our next podcast.
That's totally fine.
There are a lot that really get me right here. Yeah. There's one that's sticking out for me that was from a movie. Man, my brain is fried today. My kids watch it all the time. I'll get back to you on that.
No, that's totally fine. That's totally fine. No problem at all.
I'll get back to you on that. There are a few good ones. Oh, The Showman, Greatest Showman.
Okay.
The Greatest Showman. Now I can't remember the name.
Is that with Wolverine in it?
Yes.
Okay. I forgot his name. What's his real name? Not Wolverine. Hugh Jackman.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a song in there that I resonate with deeply.
Well, I will, if you think about it, let me know what it is, and then I will put it on the playlist for sure. Yeah. For sure.
It was the I don't know.
Well, fine.
When the sharpest words are going to cut you down. Do you know that? Did you ever see this movie?
I saw it once.
All right. I'm going to get you the name of it.
Okay.
This is me.
Oh, this is me. Fantastic. Yeah. Thank
you. There we go. It took me a minute.
Thank you. It took you about 4.5 by the clock.
Greatest Showman, This Is Me.
Okay.
I love that song. I feel like that's right there.
Excellent. Well, it's just about time to cue the music for today's episode, but don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to the Drop the Needle podcast to stay up to date on our latest episodes. I would also like to take a moment to thank everyone again for tuning in today, and I hope you enjoyed the episode of the Drop the Needle podcast. I'd also like to thank our very special guest, Irene Duresti, for being on our show again today, and you can get in touch with Irene through her website, which is www.soulsurgerylifecoaching.com. Again, that is www.soulsurgerylifecoaching.com. And Irene's programs are offered as individual or one-on-one sessions, as well as group settings, workshops, and speaking events. And I invite you to head on over to the show notes where there's a link to the playlist from today's episode. All right, my Drop the Needle posse, like Billy Joel says, from the highs to the lows to the end of the show, this is the end of our show. Until next time, this is Jim Allstadt, wishing you infinite health and happiness and the perfect playlist for your life. Thank you again for being the best part of us. Catch you next time.